Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早。
Haven't seen you for a long time.
真是有很长的时间，我们没有见了。
And I trust that the wonder of our Lord is that as long as we're willing, anytime we turn to Him, He's always there for you and for me.
我相信，我们只要我们随时的，我们转向主的时候，他总是在那里为我们预备着。
Yeah. So I think over generations and centuries, his people have gone through their life one generation after another.
像在过去的年代里面也是一样，我们一代一代的，神是这样的带领我们过来。
So not every year and not every period of time is easy.
虽然每一年每一段时段都不是那么的容易。
But the Lord, the wonder is that the Lord is always there whenever they turn their eyes to Him.
我们知道特别奇妙的就是我们的主总是在那里，只要我们转向他。
And also, every time when I had chance to take part in the in break of bread, and I really thank the Lord, and His blood is always effective.
所以每当我擘饼的时候，我总是赞美神，因为他的宝血实在是有效，有功效。
Yeah, and oftentimes we feel ourselves to be sometimes we regret, and sometimes. We feel that we are not good, but the Lord, every time when we come to Him, to see He hang on the cross, His blood shed and His body broken.
我们每当我们自己有时常常也会知道我们自己，我们实在是亏欠，我们实在是有很多懊悔的事情，我们实在是不好。但是主他自己的宝血，他在十字架上为我们舍命，这个实在是再次的提醒我们。
And His blood covers all our faults, all our sins.
所以他的宝血已经遮盖了我们所有的过罪孽和过犯。
Yeah, as Psalm 103, it says, as the far from east to west, this is how He put our transgressions away from Him.
就像诗篇103篇那样说的，他使我们的罪就像东离西那么的远，让我们的罪也离我们那么的远。
So we thank the Lord for that.
我们真是感谢主，我们为此而感谢。
And this morning, the Lord's the burden that the Lord gave me is this matter of a teachable heart.
今天早晨主给我里面的负担是关于受教的心。
And the key thing is, brothers and sisters, the Lord's heart is always on us to spiritually grow.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们主的心在要我们是在属灵里面能够成长。
And we all living on this earth, we all have just limited time.
我们虽然在地上，我们只有那么有限的时间。
And that the Lord's heart is for us to really grow as from his child to his son.
神的心意实在是要我们能够成长，就像从婴孩成为他的儿子的身份。
And he allows everything to happen around us so that we can grow.
So 他让我们周遭的环境来激励我们的时候，目的是让我们能够成长。
So, whether we read a passage in the Bible, or whether we encounter a certain event in our life, and the Lord has in His mind to teach us.
所以不论是我们在读神的话语的时候，或者是一些事情的遭遇发生的好。在主的心里，他是要借着来教导我们。
And so it is extremely important that we can be corrected.
所以非常重要的是，我们能够接受这样的教导。
And we can be taught.
而且我们能够有被受教。
Yeah, it's not only by his word, but also by the circumstances that he has arranged for us to go through.
所以不但是从他的话语里面，而且是通啊、他所兴起的一些环境里面，我们能够啊、得到啊、他的啊、教导。
Yeah, so let's read a couple of scriptures, a few scriptures to start with.
让我们一起来读一些圣经哈，让我们。
And the first one is Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
我们第一段要念的是以赛亚书五十章第四节。
And it says, I'm reading from the ESV version.
我是从那个ESV 这个 version 英文版本来念。
Right, and no matter what version you read, the idea is the same.
无论这个版本有一些差别，但是它的主要的内容都是一样的。
And so this Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章四节。
The Lord has given me a tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens, and he awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught.
主耶和华赐我受教的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语辅助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
So twice in this verse, it says those who are taught.
所以在这个经文里面，它里面特别讲到两次受教的。
So the important idea in this verse is those who are taught.
所以在这段圣经里面就讲的是谁是能够受教的啊，受教的人。
Yeah. So if for example, this verse, the Lord is really saying, is you are those who are taught, then you can have a word from your tongue that can encourage those who is weary.
所以主在这里告诉我们，就是说，你如果是真正受教的话，你才能有这样用言语去帮助这个疲乏的人。
Yeah. So if you, in another word, if you are not a person that can be taught, then there's no way you can say something that can help those who are weary.
所以换句话说，如果你是不是受教的人，你就没有办法用任何的语言能够帮助这些需要的人、疲乏的人。
And then the second half of the verse, it says that every day he awakes me, and then he awakes me as those who are taught.
所以在后半部分，在这里讲的是每早晨要提醒，而且提醉我的耳朵，使我能够受教。
So the Lord, when he wakes me up in the morning, he expects me to be a person that can be taught.
所以对主来说，当我们每早晨我们醒过来的时候，他期望盼望着我们是能够一个受教的心。
So in essence, the Lord expects us, when he wakes us up, he expects us the whole day to be a teachable person.
他也是，主也是期待着我们这一整天我们都是能够受他的教。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful that our Lord pays such attention to you and to me.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们实在是美好主这样的在我们在全心全意的在我们身上。
Yeah, and sometimes we are very busy at school, we are very busy at work, we have very busy with various problems. We actually try to say, Lord, I'm so busy, I'm so weary, so please leave me alone for a while.
所以我们时常常有时候我们在学校里面工作也很忙，工作还有我们去的工作，还有我们许多的问题上面，我们都非常的疲倦。我们常常会跟主说，哎呀，让我好好休息一下，你暂时先让我能够休息。
But the wonderful thing is our Lord's eyes are always upon you and upon me.
但是奇妙的是啊，主的眼睛他没有离开我们。
And he is so tender, he's so thoughtful, and yet he never gives up.
所以他是那样的温柔，那样的看顾我们啊，所以他不会离开我们。
And then the second verse I would like to read is Psalm 139.
所以第二个圣经我们想要念的是139篇诗篇的
and verse 23 and 24, the last two verses.
我们要念的是23和24节。
This is David's song.
这是大卫的诗篇。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么异行、恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
So the wonder here is that the David wants the Lord wants his heart to be completely open to the Lord.
所以大卫在这里，他是他的全心要向神完全的敞开。
And his thoughts, my thoughts, he said, Lord, so my thoughts is completely open to you.
他也讲的是我的心思和意念要向你完全的敞开。
And he was so eager, he actually asked the Lord to search him. He asked the Lord to try him.
他正是那样的迫切，他要神来鉴察他，也来让神来试炼他。
Yeah. He wants his heart and his thoughts to be to that the Lord can see it, every detail of it.
所以他愿意神能够看见他的思想和意念，他的心每一个细节都能让神看见。
Yeah. So on one hand, he himself is afraid that there is some grievous way in himself.
他是担心他里面如果还有一些隐藏的东西没有被发现。
And he wants the Lord to discover that. Because he may not be able to discover himself. He wants the Lord to discover that.
所以他要主能够鉴察他里面还有什么没有被发现的这些恶行没有。
And then the other thing is this is not just for the past. This is for the future. He wants the Lord to lead him in a way everlasting.
所以他讲的并不是指他过去的。而且还要指的是他将来的，让神来永远来引导他的路。
So in Isaiah 50, we see a person who wants to open up his heart to the Lord, so that he can be taught by the Lord.
所以在以赛亚书50章里面是讲的这样的一个人是能够向神敞开，是能够受教的。
And then Psalm 139 is this David. He wants himself to be completely open to the Lord so that the Lord can really lead him forward.
所以我们在这诗篇139的大卫他在讲的是他的心要完全向神敞开，是让神能够带领他。
So, let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, we saw this verse in Isaiah. We also saw this verse in David's song.
主啊，我们读到在以赛亚的这段话，还有在诗篇里面139篇这些你的话。
Lord, no wonder this brother Isaiah and this brother David, they walked so close to you in their life.
我们真是感到他们能够以赛亚能够和大卫能够与你这样的亲近，让与你这样的同行。
And Lord, it's because they had this heart that's teachable. They have this heart to be completely open to you.
因为他们实在是有一个受教的心，他们的心也完全向你敞开。
So Lord, this morning we pray that we open ourselves to you also.
亲爱的主，我们也向你祷告，也让我们的心也向你完全的敞开。
So Lord, speak to us this morning.
说主啊，请你向我们说话，教导我们。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I think when you read these verses, when you think about Isaiah, think about David, you realize one thing.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们读这些话语的时候，我们特别是以赛亚还有大卫，我们可以明白一件事。
We know on one hand, the heart of God is so anxious to really help us.
我们一方面我们知道我们的主他实在他的手要帮助我们。
And on the other hand, it is truly wonderful if people can be so open to the Lord.
另一方面又是我们看到这样的很多的这样的人，他能够完全的向主打开。
When Isaiah emphasized this matter of a teachable heart.
当以赛亚讲到这个受教的心的时候。
And then when you think about Isaiah over his lifetime, he could, you know, the wonders of God and the wonder of God's thoughts for his own people, Isaiah could see.
所以我们讲到以赛亚的时候，你就看他这一生，他一直在神的面前，看见神对以色列子民所怀的心思和意念。
Yeah, these wonderful things of God that this brother Isaiah, he could observe, he could understand, he could get into.
所以他看到神为他的子民所做的奇妙的事情，以赛亚他在这里都能够明白，能够看见。
Yeah, and then David, it's the same thing. And David, when we read his Psalms, we read his story, we wonder, here is a brother that is so close to the heart of the Lord.
所以我们讲到大卫也是一样，我们在读到他的诗篇的时候，我们就看到这个大卫是这样的与神这样的亲近。
And there was a reason. The reason is David want himself to be completely open to the Lord. And Isaiah wants to be a person that can be taught.
所以这是有原因的。大卫是愿意他的心完全向神敞开，以赛亚他的心是愿意受教的心。
And I just want to give you some to stories that I have learned in the Bible about people like this.
所以今天我只想在圣经里面讲到一些例子，他们是怎样能够受到神的教导的。
I will talk a little bit about Joshua, a little bit about David, and Peter and Paul.
所以我会提到讲到约书亚，会讲到大卫，会讲到这个彼得和还有保罗。
And so that we can see that in their life that's recorded in the Bible, and how they were corrected by the Lord.
我们可以看见在圣经里面这些人怎样是被神来接受教导，他们来接受神的话。
Yeah, and not only corrected by the Lord directly, but even by brothers and sisters, by people, by things that they run into, and then they were taught. And they can be taught in all circumstances.
不但他们受教是从神的话语里面来，而且是通过弟兄姐妹还有一些事情的发生，能够从这个里面，他们仍然能够被纠正，被来受教。
Yeah. As a result, the Lord, Jehovah in the Old Testament time, in the New Testament time, our Lord Jesus could bring them to a height. And also bring them to a depth, which is we admire today.
所以在旧约里面是耶和华能够带领这些人受教的人，还有在新约里面是我们的主耶稣基督能够带领这些人行往上行，也能够走入进入更深入。
Yeah. I would just start with Joshua.
所以我们先从约书亚开始。
Now, Joshua, we know that when they story of Exodus and so on happened, Joshua was about 40 years old.
所以我们知道在那个出埃及记那个时候，大概这个约书亚是40岁的样子。
Yeah, and in the eyes of Moses and in the eyes of everybody else, he was a young man.
如果在摩西眼中，或者在其他的人的眼中，他还是一个年轻人。
And the Bible says that Moses was an attendant of Moses. I'm sorry, Joshua was an attendant of Moses.
所以在圣经里面讲到，约书亚是在这里做摩西的助手。
That means, you know, whatever Moses need, then he will do. And maybe to bring a bucket of water or to move a chair, to all these things that he will do.
所以也就是说他随时和帮助摩西，比如说他需要一桶水，他会把水带来；如果需要一个椅子，他会把椅子给拿过来。
Yeah, we know that when God is going to give Ten Commandments to people, so Moses went to the mountain and Joshua followed.
所以当讲到摩西去接受十诫的时候这个约书亚是跟着他一起去的。
So, and then remember that time, that at the end of a 40th day, when Moses came down, you know, the Israelites, their heart went back to Egypt. They want Aaron to build them a golden calf.
所以，当在山上40天之后下来的时候，但是这个以色列这些人在营中的这些人，他们的心变了，他们要想回到埃及去，他们在这里造了金牛犊。
And while they were doing that, they were very happy. They were singing.
他们在做这些造金牛犊的时候，他们的吃喝这非常的高兴。
So Moses and Joshua came down from the mountain.
所以摩西和约书亚从山上下来的时候，
And halfway, Joshua heard the sound.
所以走到一半的时候，约书亚听见有这个歌声出来。
And Joshua said, you know, Moses, they were down there fighting. There is a war going on.
所以约书亚就对摩西说：“啊，那里好像是在有征战，好像有打仗的声音。”
And Moses said, No, it's not the song. It's not the sound of war. It's the sound of a happy, of a party.
所以摩西说：“这个不是打仗的声音啊，这个而是听见有人在这里是唱歌欢乐的声音。
And Moses' heart was so hurt at that time.
”因为摩西的心那个时候受到大大的伤痛，
And Joshua didn't know anything.
因为那个时候但是约书亚却没有察觉。
So we know that at the end, when they went down to the mountain, indeed they saw the Israelites. They sinned. I mean, Israelites, they were happily in sin.
所以当他们走到这个营地的时候，下山了之后，他们看到确确实实是以色列人犯罪了，他们在这里正是欢乐的在这里犯罪。
So this is the first time that the Bible recorded Moses corrected Joshua.
这是可以说是在圣经里面第一次记载摩西是怎样教导这个约书亚的。
Yeah, dear brothers and sisters, I sometimes wonder, I said, this is a small thing. Why the Bible wants to record it?
可能有些弟兄姐妹会说，这可能很那么小的事情，圣经为什么要记载？
It's not other brothers and sisters. When I was younger, I thought this is a small thing. Why the Bible want to record it? I mean, record Joshua make this comment.
是
Why?
对不起，是我刚才说我是我自己常常会想这么小的事情，为什么还在记在圣经里面？
But dear brothers and sisters, the Bible recorded it.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，圣经确确实实记载了。
And the second time is when Moses was very busy handling the Israelites thing, so God actually gave him about 70 older brothers to help him.
第二件事情是讲到摩西是这样在那忙碌担子是这样的重，所以神给了他另外70位长老来一起帮助他。
And this is in Book of Numbers, chapter 11.
这是记载在那个民数记里面第11章。
So then, you know, the Lord's Spirit came down on them, on all of them.
就是神的灵啊，降临在啊这些人的身上。
And some of them started to utter, started to speak tongues.
所以有些人啊，可以说啊这个方言。
And then there were two of them, two of the elders, they were, at that moment happened to be in a tent somewhere else.
所以其中有两个人，他们当时没有在在与摩西一起，他们是在他们自己的营中。
And the Spirit of the Lord also fell on them.
但是神的灵仍然能够降临在他们身上。
And Joshua saw that, and Joshua wasn't happy.
但约书亚他看见了，但是他心里不高兴。
So Joshua went to Moses, and he says, Moses, he said, these people are not with us, but then they also were prophesying.
So 约书亚跟摩西说，这些人他跟不是跟我们一起的，但是他们在说预言。
And Moses said, I thank the Lord, Moses, the wonderful servant of the Lord. And Moses said, are you jealous for me?
所以摩西在这里说啊，是神的啊忠心的仆人说，你是不是为着因着我的缘故啊嫉妒呢？
I would rather that everyone would prophesy. Everyone would be filled with the Spirit of the Lord.
所以摩西说，我真是愿意每个人都能够说预言，每个人都能够啊被啊这个灵圣灵所感。
And then after this, the Bible didn't comment on this anymore.
等啊这个之后呢，圣经就没有再提到这些。
But again, I was wondering, this actually is a small thing. Why the Bible would record it?
所以我也曾经想过，这些事好像不是那么重要，为什么圣经要记载呢？
Yeah, especially what Moses said to Joshua, are you jealous for me? I wish everyone would prophesy. Are you jealous for me? Especially this.
所以特别是摩西讲到说，你是不是为我的缘故嫉妒嘛？嫉妒人吗？对啊，是摩西。
Yeah, but brothers and sisters, the Bible recorded this.
但是圣经就是记载了这样的话。
And years later, when Joshua, in all these many years, and finally when they enter into Canaan, you see Joshua. And when situation happened, the Joshua's heart can face the situation with a humble heart.
所以当后来约书亚接替摩西进入了迦南地之后，他同样遇到了这些一些事情的时候，他能够以一个真是谦卑的心来处理。
The Moses, at the beginning of the book of Joshua, it says of Joshua to be a attendant of Moses. At the end of the book of Joshua, it says most as Joshua, the servant of the Lord.
所以在这个约书亚书这个圣经的开始的讲，是约书亚是辅助帮助摩西的，但在结束的时候，约书亚是神的仆人。
I think it's because Joshua is so correctable that over these 40 years in the desert, and the Lord could lead him on.
所以我相信这是因为约书亚在这40年中是这样的能够接受教导，有这样受教的心，所以神能够带领他成长。
Yeah. So when Moses died, the Lord can use Joshua to lead the people of Israel.
所以当摩西过世之后，然后约书亚可以带领神的子民以色列继续往前。
It is the Lord who chose him.
因为是神拣选了他。
So the Lord chose those who are humble. The Lord chose those who can be corrected.
所以是神他选择那些谦卑的，他选择那些可以受教的。
And the second story, second person is David.
那我们讲了第二个人就是讲到大卫了。
I would just mention two aspects. The one is that David could be corrected by the Lord God.
我们讲到这个神 大卫确实是能够接受神的教导。
And we remember he wrote Psalm 51.
我们也记得他写了诗篇五十一篇。
Yeah, he basically said, "The Lord, you, you punish me, you are right."
他是神说你要责备我，
处罚我，你是对的，
要处罚我你是公义的，
Right. He said, "You know, my heart is no good. You know, give me a new heart."
所以他说你求你给我一颗新心。
Yeah, if you want me to offer anything, I can offer you, but you know, you don't want any offering from me.
So, 如果你要我向你献祭的话，我没有什么可献的。
I'm sorry, I have things that I can offer you, but you don't want that.
哦，我有东西要，我有献祭的东西要给你，但是你不要。
It's only a broken and contrite spirit you despise now.
哦，所以你所要的就是忧伤痛悔的祭。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, he repented.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们看到大卫在这里的认罪悔改。
So the Lord could can the Lord can correct him.
所以我们的主耶和华可以在这里教导他。
But you know when you read David's story.You see, it's before this, and Psalm 51 is after he became king. But before he became king, when, you know, there were stories, there was a story that David was come to a place, and then there was this woman by the name of Abigail.
所以诗篇五十一篇的话是在大卫做了王之后，然后是在他做王之前也有一次是讲到一件事情，是他是怎样来接受这个亚比该的教导。
Yeah, and Abigail is the wife of a person who was really rude.
这亚比该呢，她是一位那个她的丈夫是非常非常的
粗鲁
的人，非常粗鲁。
Yeah.Yes, so David almost killed that person.
因为大卫那个时候的怒气，差点要把那个人给杀了。
But Abigail told David, he said, "My Lord," he said, "You know, you ought not to have the sin of killing innocent people."
所以亚比该就对大卫是说，你，真是不不不需要去杀了这样无辜的人。
Yeah, and you cannot, you shouldn't have the blood on your hand.
你不不要因这个人让你的手沾染这个血。
And then thank the Lord, David actually submitted.
所以我们感谢主，大卫真是接受了他所讲的。
So David could be corrected by Abigail.
所以大卫他竟然能够接受这个亚比该的。
And later, you know, when David sinned, this prophet Nathan came to David and told him, "You're the one who stole other people's lamb."
所以到后来，大卫再一次犯罪的时候，是拿单来到他面前说，他就是那位偷拿抢夺别人的羊的人。
Yeah, this is in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
这是记载在撒母耳下二十二章十二章。
And you know David repented to the Lord.
大卫也为此也向神认罪悔改。
So David could be corrected by Prophet Nathan.
所以大卫也接受这个拿单的给他的责备。
And then there was another time is at the end of David's time as king.
又一段记载的，特别是大卫在他的做君王的比较后期的时候。
Yeah, so it's actually the last chapter of 2 Samuel.
这里讲到是最后的撒母耳下的最后的一段。
And at that time, David wants to number his people.
那个时候啊，大卫他要来数点哈他的众民。
And the reason was he felt proud. He felt that those were my people.
他这个时候这个他感觉到这些都是我的人。
Now, Joab, his general, he came. He said to David.
这位有叫那个约雅的是他的将军哈，就跟他说。
He said, "No matter how many people there are, the Lord Jehovah will even increase that to you 100 times."
他说约雅对这个大卫说哈，无论百姓多少，愿耶和华你的神再加增百倍。
And that, my Lord, my King, you shall see.
他说使我主我王亲眼得见。
Now, why do you want, my Lord? Why do you want to do this thing that would not please the Lord?
他说，然后他继续说，我的主，你为什么要喜悦就数点人数这件事情呢？而且这件事是不喜悦，神所不喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters, basically, people belong to the Lord. People doesn't belong to the king.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们知道，我们人都是属于神的，不是属于我们的。
So here in verse 10, David, after he numbered the people, he blamed him, his heart blamed him, and he prayed to the Lord, says, "I did this thing, I'm sinful."
所以大卫在这里他后悔了他认罪，他就说他心中自责，就祷告耶和华说，我行这事。
So, dear brothers and sisters, David could be corrected by the Lord. David could be corrected by Abigail. David could be corrected by Nathan. David could be corrected by Joab.
所以在这里弟兄姐妹们，我们看到大卫他也可以来接受神的话被教导，他能够也接受像亚比该对他所说的纠正他的话。还有包括拿单，还有约雅。
See, this is why, you know, if you remember the Psalm 139 we read, and then remember all these stories, this is why David's heart was so close to the Lord throughout his life.
这就是我们读到特别读了诗篇139的时候，我们知道大卫的心为什么能那样与神是那样的亲近。
And then,In the book of Acts, there was this conclusion that the Bible has for David.
特别是在使徒行传里面记载到大卫的时候，就相当于给大卫做了一个总结一样。
Yeah, in Acts 13, verse 22, the Lord says, "I have found David, a man after my heart."
所以在使徒行传里面13:22。是这样说到，是神说的。他说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人。”
Yes, and 合我心意。And actually, the English translation it actually says that he's after my heart, meaning 他追赶我的心。
Yeah, 所以这里合我心意，就真正翻译的话，按照英文的话，就因为他是追赶，他是跟着我的心的追赶。
Yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters, this is why.David is David, as we know.
所以我们知道这是这个大卫是我们所知道的大卫。
Yeah, you see, and then, just allow me 1 minute to make a comment on Solomon.
请让我能够稍微讲一点点所罗门。
You know, in Solomon's story, Solomon had a very majestic time as a king.
所以讲到所罗门他做王的时候，他确实是一段非常一种威严荣耀的时段。
And then it is from Solomon, the spiritual condition of Israel start to fall.
但是也是从所罗门开始以色列的属灵的光景是在走下坡路。
Now when you look at Solomon's story, you could not find any part. when Solomon was rebuked by the Lord, that the Bible recorded the change of his heart.
所以在圣经里面没有一段记载关于所罗门是怎样被神来责备，然后他接受这个神的话的。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, I, you know, the Lord forgive me to comment on this thing, but there's a stark difference between David and Solomon in this respect.
所以,
whether one man can be corrected or not.
所以求主也真赦免我刚才关于讲到所罗门这件事情，但确确实实关于大卫和所罗门之间是有这样的一个差别，就是是否能够受教。
Yeah, and then the third person I want to mention is Peter.
那么下面我想再讲到的是关于讲到彼得的例子。
Yeah, Peter is the one that we all know that he was corrected so many times by the Lord.
我们也知道那个彼得是被主是常常来管教来纠正他。Remember
when the Lord said, "I'm going to Jerusalem. I will be crucified," and David said, "No, Lord, that will not happen to you."
所以我们知道主耶稣特别讲到他要去耶路撒冷，然后被钉十字架的时候，彼得立刻的反应就是说：“主啊，你千万万不可。”Yeah,
and the Lord says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking about what the Lord wants."
所以在这里主立刻就责备他，就说：“撒旦，你退我后去，你没有体贴神的心意。”
And then the Bible is kind of silent on how Peter responded.
但圣经好像在后面没有记载这个彼得他的反应是如何。
And then next time we all know when the day the Lord is going to be delivered to the Jewish religion, David says, and you know, other people may fail, but I will not. I will always follow you.
所以主也特别提后来在后来的时候记载到，当我们主说他会被交在这个祭司和长老的手中的时后，彼得说，我不会离开你。
And the Lord says, you know, before the cock crows three times, you will deny me. Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
所以主就对他说，在鸡叫以前，你会有三次不认我。
But I have prayed for you. When you turn around, strengthen your brothers.
所以主又继续说，我已经为你祷告，当你回转过来的时候，你可以坚固弟兄们。And
this is in Luke chapter 22.
这是讲到在路加福音的22章。And
at the end of the Luke chapter, the Lord Jesus was actually in the high priest's court. And Peter was there too.
所以记载在路加福音的22章里面，后面就讲到我们的主耶稣已经被带到这个大祭司的院子里，彼得也在那里。So
when the third time Peter denied the Lord, the cock crowed.
确实在彼得三次不承认主的时候，那个鸡就叫了。And
then the Lord Jesus, far away, he turned back and looked at Peter. Peter went out, cried.
所以这个时，主与彼得有一段距离，主转过身来看着彼得，彼得就想起主对他说过的话，所以就出去就哭了。So,
dear brothers and sisters, the Lord's heart, although he was being tried by the high priest, his heart was actually with Peter.
虽然我们主耶稣那时候是在被这些大祭司们在这里正式来审判他，但是我们的主他的心却是在我们的彼得身上。So
the minute Peter failed the third time, the minute, and the Lord immediately looked at him.
所以当这个彼得他第三次否认主的时候，主是立刻。 他的眼目就转向了这个彼得。I
don't think the Lord was rebuking him. The Lord was telling Peter, "Peter, you know, Now you know.
我相信主在这里不是在责备他，他是在跟彼得说：“你是知道的。”
And then Peter went out crying.
然后彼得他就去到外面就痛哭。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is how Peter was corrected.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是彼得在怎样被主在教导他接受主的教导。
And then later, Peter could be, you know, after the Lord was crucified and the rest resurrected, and even after the Pentecost.
当后来我们特别看到，当主被钉十字架之后，然后又复活，然后又特别讲到这个五旬节的时候。
And then, so at the time of Pentecost, Peter rose up to speak for the Lord.
所以在五旬节当中那个彼得站起来传讲神的主的话。
3,000 saved.
3,000人得救。
And then you may think that this is, oh, Peter is now successful. He didn't have to be corrected anymore.
你可能会想，我们会想，这个时候彼得应该已经成熟了，他不需要再常常被教导。
And then a while later in the book, in the, I think the 8th chapter of and maybe the 11th chapter of Acts, Acts 10th chapter of Acts, there was this piece of cloth coming down from heaven. When Peter was in the afternoon, a little bit sleepy, a piece of cloth come down from heaven.
就是后来在这个《使徒行传》第十章里面曾经记载到一个这样彼得那个当时在中午的时候有点犯困的时候，看见有一个异象，一个大的布从天上下来。
And in the cloth there was animals, there were reptiles, all kinds of things. And the voice said, Peter, kill and eat.
所以在这大布里面有什么呢？有这一些很多的牲畜、动物，还有包括一些蜥蜴类的，像蛇之类的这些东西。听见的声音说，把它们宰了，拿来做当做食物。
And Peter said, Lord, I have never in my life touched things unclean or common.
所以彼得就对主说：“这个我在我的一生中，我从来没有吃这些不洁净的这些动物。”
And the voice said, "You know what the Lord has clean, cleansed, you cannot consider as unclean."
所以有声音说神所洁净的，你不可当作是俗物。
You know, the next day, and the next day, David was going to this Cornelius house.
所以第二天，这个彼得就去到那个叫Cornelius的这个哥尼流的那个
哥尼流。And then all the way, he was thinking about the meaning of this cloth.
所以他整个这个过程，他一直在想这个。这个大的布的里面的意思。
And when he got to this Cornelius house, he just told them what happened.
所以他到了哥尼流那个里面家里面就是去的时候他就知道了到底什么事情发生了。
You know, he told them, he told the Cornelius house, you know what happened to me, what this, you know, this cloth come down to me.
所以
how the Lord corrected me.
对，他是到了他们哥尼流家的时候跟他们说主是怎样来就教导他纠正他特别讲到这个大布这个意象。
Yeah, and then the next chapter of Book of Acts, he went to Jerusalem to explain to these brothers, and he again told them what happened to him, how the Lord corrected him.
所以后来记载到，特别在耶路撒冷的大会上面，他有跟那些弟兄们再去提起这件事情主是怎样来教导他的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is Peter, and in his heart, how the Lord corrected him left a big impression on him.
所以这就是彼得，他是怎样有一颗受教的心，所以主给他的话对他的后面的生命是有这么大的影响。
And then later, he was corrected by this brother, a younger brother by the name of Paul.
后来也特别有提到他是怎样。来被这个保罗比他年轻的保罗 来怎样来劝导他。
And this is the second chapter of Galatians.
啊，这是在记载在啊加拉太书里面第二章里面。
Yeah, and then at that time, Peter and the others they were eating with the local, but then when some more traditional Jews from Jerusalem came, Peter was then stood up and not eating with the local people, with the nations.
啊，那是当时啊，在里面记载到是彼得和啊那个啊一些啊当地的人啊在一起啊在一起吃饭，但是当有从耶路撒冷来的比较啊传统的这些啊犹太人来的时候啊，彼得就啊离开啊就不与他们一起吃饭了。
Right. So he kept the distance from the Gentile, from the 外邦人。
他啊，正是与外邦人保持一定的距离。
And there's a younger brother Paul saw.
这个时候，保罗看见了。
And he thought that is against the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗所看到的说，这件他这样的行啊，是与所传的啊神的福音是不合的。
So he actually point out this is wrong to Peter and to everybody there.
所以保罗就当面就是在其他人都在的情况下当面来责备这个彼得。
So you may think that from now on, Peter will not talk to Paul anymore.
会不会想到从这个以后是不是彼得不愿意和这个不就不理这个保罗了？
You know, many, many years ago, when Peter wrote the Second Peter.
过了许多年之后，当这个彼得他在写彼得后书的时候。
And the Second Peter chapter 3.
是讲到这个彼得后书的第三章。
Yeah, he particularly said, our dear brother Paul, the Lord has given him some wisdom. So we ought not explain his book in a casual way.
所以这个彼得特别在这个他的后书里面写到说，我们这个保罗确确实实是有从神所给他的智慧所以我们不能轻看不能轻看忽略他所写的。
Dear brother and sister, there is something wonderful about Peter.
所以弟兄姐妹们，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们确确实实在彼得身上有那样的不同。
He's very much like you and me.
他实际上是跟我们一样性情的人。
But he is extremely genuine. He's extremely humble.
所以他确实是他实在是真诚，他实在是而且是谦卑。
You know, in all the New Testament Bibles, in Peter chapter 1, chapter 2, there's something special there, some special words there.
所以特别是在在圣经里面讲到彼得的这个写的书信里面的第一章和二章里面。
And one word is precious.
特别有一个词叫做珍贵。
Yeah, for example, the blood, the Lord Jesus' blood, he called it precious blood.
所以他特别讲到神的我们主耶稣的宝血是那样的珍贵。
So the word precious, 宝血, is actually in his book. He called blood of Jesus precious blood.
所以他正是称我们主耶稣的血是宝血。
And he called our faith in the Lord, called it precious faith, precious, more precious than gold.
所以他讲到我们的信心的时候也是这样的珍贵宝贵比金子还要宝贵。
Yeah. And he talks about the Lord. And he said, for example, he said in second chapter, I mean in second Peter, I think chapter 1, he said the Lord has called us with his own glory and excellence.
所以在彼得后书里面第二章里面，他说主耶稣他用他珍贵的宝血来呼召我们，
I'm sorry, glory and excellence，荣耀和美德。
他用主耶稣用荣耀和美德来召我们。
Yeah, and this word excellence, he kept using it. That's not only one time, there's another time.
所以他这里也特别讲到这个珍贵哈，这个不是在这里用到，而且在许多其他地方他也常常的这样用到。
Yeah, and another place is, let me see, let me see the second. Oh, here. It's the second chapter of Peter. It says, "You're a chosen race and kingdom and royal priesthood."
然后
The
你
第九节
被拣
，second
选的部
chapter verse nine.
队，对，他是讲到第二章的9节是唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。
Yeah, and then the end of this verse, he says, so that you can proclaim the one that called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, proclaim his excellence.
所以在这一段话的后面一部分是这样说的：是要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
So you see in the Peter's epistles are actually very short, but in the short epistles, he kept talking about the excellence of Christ. He talked about this precious thing, precious blood, precious faith.
所以，虽然彼得他的书信两封书信在里面是那么样的短，但是在他的书信里面常常是提到宝贵、珍贵，包括卓越还有这方面。
Yeah, and he keeps talking about glory.
他而且也继续的常常的提到这个荣耀。
And if you want the New Testament, you want a book that is most dense, meaning the number of mention of glory per chapter, and that's Peter, First Peter.
所以可以说，在新约里面这些书信里面提到这个荣耀按照他的书信的长度来算，他就是说密度方面，这个是在彼得这个书信里面提的最多的。
So, brothers and sisters, there's something that overwhelmed him. I mean, the excellence of God, the preciousness of the Lord, and the glory of the Lord. These things overcome him.
所以我们可以看到，正是讲到我们主的宝贵，讲到主的超越，还有主的荣耀，是完全能够充满了这个彼得。
Why? It is because he was always correctable. He's always teachable.
为什么呢？因为他实实在在是总是有一颗受教的心。
And finally, I think I just want to mention, okay, I want to make sure I have time. Yeah, I want to mention that lastly is Apostle Paul.
我想最后我想提到保罗，使徒保罗。
You know, when we read Paul, we probably had an impression Paul never makes mistakes.
当我们讲到这个保罗时候，我们可能有一个印象，他从来没有犯过错。
But that's not according to himself.
但是这不是他自己说的。
Let me give you a few examples. The
让。
first thing is he actually was corrected by Stephen, the witness, in Acts chapter 7.
实在是保罗实际上是从这个《使徒行传》的第七章里面的斯提凡从他里面得到了教训。
We know that in Acts chapter 7, Stephen gave a talk and he was stoned to death.
像《使徒行传》第七章里面特别提到斯提凡的时候，他讲了神的福音的时候，然后有人起来用石头砸死他。
He was recounting the history of Israel, the whole history of Israel, but in the light of God, in the sight of God, and not in the sight of the Jewish religion.
所以，斯提凡完全是从神的角度，从神的看见的方，把这个以色列人的过去的历史完全重复了一遍。
And Saul at that time, he was the best student in the Judaism.
所以, 保罗当时他是一个, 非常在犹太教里面的一个非常的高材生。
Yet Stephen says, you know, the circumcision. Now we think circumcision is great, but we actually, our ears and our heart are not circumcised.
因为斯蒂凡在这里提到, 讲到割礼, 他就是斯蒂凡特别提到说, 我们的心, 我们的嘴没有受割礼。
And we felt our building, our temple was so great, but God has said that he will not live in the temple made by the hand of men.
所以虽然, 斯蒂凡也讲到, 虽然这个圣殿是那样的高大雄伟, 但是神说, 我不会住在用人手所造的殿里。
And we are so proud of our law, but our ancestors, including us, we always went against God's law.
所以犹太人, 斯蒂凡继续说, 犹太人, 我们为我们所有的律法而感到骄傲, 但是我们常常是违背了律法。
And then we talk about righteousness, but the real righteous person came and we hang him. I mean, we crucified him.
我们常常会讲到公义, 但是我们当真正的公义的人在我们当中的时候, 我们却把他给挂了十字架。
And Paul couldn't stand it. I mean, he just joined the other people, allowed other people just to stone him to death, stone Stephen to death.
所以保罗那个时候的名字叫扫罗, 和其他人一样, 他们没法接受这样的话, 他们就,
about 20 some years later, when Paul has written all the Romans and the 1st, 2nd Corinthians and the Galatians, when he wrote all this, and the last time he went back from Asia. Went back to Jerusalem last time.
所以当20年之后, 保罗写了这些书信, 特别写到, 罗马书, 哥林多后书, 加拉太书, 特别从他从小亚细亚回来的时候,
and then we remember that he started to be questioned. He started to be questioned by people in Jerusalem, and he started to give testimony.
所以我们知道那个时候他在耶路撒冷的时候, 许多人来责问他, 的时候, 他将他自己的见证, 来述说。
Yeah, the Israel, the Jewish religion questioned him, and the kings questioned him, the you know, the governors questioned him.
所以那个虽然, 犹太教的人在这里, 来, 质问他, 包括还有当地的王, 希律王, 质问他, 还有, 这个省长, 那个, 总督, 这些都来, 来审问他的时候。
So when he gave testimony, he specifically said this. He said, your witness, Stephen, when he was harmed, he shed his blood. I was standing on the side, happy. And this is Acts chapter 22, verse 20.
所以这是在, 保罗就给出见证来说, 他特别讲到, 神的仆人斯蒂凡, 被害流血的时候, 他说我也站在旁边欢喜, 又看守害他, 害死他之人的衣裳。
So what does that mean, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们, 他所说的是什么呢?
This means that this whole 20-some years, when Saul became Paul, when he started to serve the Lord, and so many years he served the Lord, served his house. He never forgot Stephen.
所以这就说明, 我们的保罗他从名叫扫罗开始20年之后, 保罗在这段时间, 他服侍主, 他没有忘记斯蒂凡所给他的。
Yeah. And he realized Stephen was right and he was wrong.
他承认斯蒂凡是对的, 他是错。
And it was left with him such a sharp impression that later when Saul served the Lord, you know, this memory of Stephen never left him.
所以, 斯蒂凡给这个保罗是这样的一个, 惊奇的一个, 印象，所以让保罗在今后的侍奉主的这个年代里面、日子里面不会忘记斯提凡。
So Paul was corrected by this brother.
所以保罗是被他的弟兄来教导，而且他受教。
And then, yeah, and then also in the in Acts chapter 22, verse 4, and when he gave the testimony, he said, "I persecuted the church."
所以在《使徒行传》22章四节的时候，他也说到他曾经迫害神的教会。
Yeah, he said, "I persecuted this way until death. No matter man or woman, I will put them in prison."
所以保罗说我也曾逼迫这些奉这个道的人，直到死地，无论是男女，都所就都所拿下监。
So many years ago, he thought he should persecute these people because he would put them in the prison for God.
因为他曾经认为他以前是这样做是为了神的名。
Now he said, I have persecuted these people. I shouldn't have.
所以呢，他现在他承认他曾经逼迫了这些人，他不应该去做这个事的。
So dear brothers and sisters, Paul could be corrected by these brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们看见保罗他愿意来被他周围的弟兄姐妹来纠正。
And another story was Paul at the time when he first started serving the Lord, he went out on a trip, and this young man Mark was with him, and with Barnabas.
所以还有特别讲到保罗他在服侍主的时候，出去做宣道的时候有那个马可与他在一起，还有巴拉巴。
Yeah, and Mark actually, at the beginning, he probably because he couldn't take the difficulty, so he halfway he went back to Jerusalem.
所以这个马可可能在他们跟着保罗的这段时间里面有的时候碰到这些难处的时候，在中途就退却了又回到了耶路撒冷。
And then, so later when on another trip, I think, Barnabas said that we should bring Mark, and Paul said no, we shouldn't bring Mark. Because Paul think this young man is hopeless.
所以在可以说在第二次的又有一次他们要去外出去宣道的时候巴拉巴说要带着马可，但是保罗却反对说这个马可，他认为马可是没有希望的。
So the two of them disagree so much they actually separate their ways.
所以保罗和巴拉巴当时为这个马可争论的非常的厉害，以至于他们俩都分开了。
Years later, at the end, in the second Timothy.
可以说好多好多年以后特别讲到在提摩太后书的时候再次提到马可。
Yeah, and that's the time when Paul was about to die.
那个时候就是保罗离开他殉道很近了。
And then this is what he said, this is the second Timothy chapter 4, the last chapter of the last book.
可以说提摩太后书的第四章也是这本书的最后一章。
Yeah, verse 11. See, now, right now, only Luke is with me. So when Timothy, bring Mark, because he is helpful to me in this matter of gospel.
独有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
So, dear friends and sisters, this is truly wonderful.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这实在是非常的美好。
So, on one hand, we see this wonderful young brother Mark growing up and really work for the Lord.
我们一方面我们看到这个马可年轻的马可，他确实成长，而且是在服侍的主上面。
And the other thing is we see Paul could be corrected.
另一方面，我们看到这个保罗确实是他愿意接受教导和。
Yeah, the Lord could correct him on this.
所以主可以用来教导他。
Now, the other thing you see when we talk about teachable or correctable, it's not only when we have done something not right, you know, like what we just mentioned. Not only that.
所以我们有时候常常我们人是否可以有一个是受教的人，或者是谦卑的话，并不是说我们一定要是在我们好像做了什么错事之后。
And actually, when we are not making any mistakes, the Lord teach us.
特别
And
是
more than teach us beyond ourselves.
所以我们并不是当我们没有犯什么错误的时候，主仍然的教导我们要把我们往上带。
Yes, and bring us out of ourselves into something much better.
真是把带领我们离开我们的自己带到更加他更好的地位。
You know, we remember in Philippians chapter 3,
我们知道在腓立比书第三章
and the Apostle Paul talks about pursue the Lord.
他这个保罗特别讲到是来跟随主。
And the one verse that always touched my heart is when he said, this is chapter 3, verse 10. Paul says, that I may know him.
所以特别是在腓立比书第三章第十节说使我能够认识他。
Yeah, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我能够认识他，晓得他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of his suffering.
而且并且呢，晓得和他一同受苦。
And being conformed to his death.
效法他的死。
Brothers and sisters, at this point, he already wrote the Romans, First, Second, Thessalonians. He has written First, Second, First, and Second, Corinthians. He has written Galatians.
所以弟兄姐妹们，那个时候保罗他已经写了，在写这个之前已经写了罗马书，还有前帖撒罗尼迦前后书，还有格林多，还有加拉太。
Yeah, and that. And then you wonder, you know, when I was young, I wonder, I say, hey, Paul, this brother Paul, did you not know Christ?
当我年轻的时候，我曾经有这个想法，好像，哎，保罗，你这个时候还不知道耶稣吗？
You know, we read the Bible, attend Bible studies and then talks and so on and so forth. And you wrote these things and you did not know Christ?
当我们是读了这些书信讲到学神的话语而且这些是你所写的，保罗，你所写的，你还不知道不认识耶稣基督吗？
But Paul says that I may know him.
但是保罗却在说使我认识基督。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is Apostle Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是保罗。
A person that is correctable, a person that's teachable.Always feel that I don't know him enough.
所以这个是保罗，他就是愿意来被纠正，也有受教的心也知道自己知道的还不够多。
Yeah, so only this kind of people, brothers and sisters, when we true to ourselves, only this kind of people, this kind of attitude can give us a capacity.Which is bigger than ourselves, that give us a capacity to really know Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们只有这样的人能够让我们真正的看到，能够从我们自己的自满里面、自足里面出来，能够更大的，让我们能够接受那更大的。
Yeah, because Christ is indeed you cannot measure him.
因为我们知道我们的耶稣基督是那样的大，我们没法测度。
Yeah, when we are humbled.And we walk with him, we find him to be bigger and bigger every day.
所以当我们真是谦卑自己，我们跟随他，与他同行的时候，我们就发现他会越来越大，越来越大。
So this is what happened to Paul.
这也就是这是完全在保罗身上所发生的事情。
And this should happen to you and me.
同样发生在保罗身上的，也应当是在我们身上发生。
If we think we're good enough and we don't have to be corrected, we are half dead already.
如果我们认为我们已经自足满足我们自己的时候，我们不再需要受教，我们不再需要被纠正的话，我们就会堕落。
Yeah, in our way to to walk with the Lord, we are half dead.
我们可以说，我们在跟随主的路上面，我们就是已经死了一半了。
Yeah, and then you know when the Apostle Paul wrote the Ephesians letter, there are a couple of verses that always marvels me. I mean, make me really feel it's marvelous.
所以在这个以弗所书里面，许多的话对我来说，实在是可以说非常的珍贵。
Yeah, it's Ephesians chapter 3.
是在以弗所书第三章。
It's almost to the end.
一直可以说到最后。
It says verse 18 and verse 19.
在第十八节和第十九节。
It says that Christ will give us strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth.
所以说耶稣基督他给了众圣徒能够一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
所以并且知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，而且是叫神一切所充满的，充满你们。
Yeah, so actually verse 18 did not explicitly mention love. The verse 19 mentioned love.
虽然在第十八节里面没有特别提到这个爱，在十九节里面提到这个爱。
So the verse 18 really emphasized the immensity of Christ, the bigness of Christ.
所以第十八节里面讲到这个耶稣的他的大，他的那个宽阔。
Yeah, it's our Chinese said 长阔高深 is really good.
因为他在这里讲到中文的是讲长阔高深。
Yeah, the English says the breadth, the length, the height, and depth is just immense. There's no measure.
所以英文里面所讲的长阔高深，就是说意思是没有办法来测度的。
And then verse 19, it's really lovely. It says the love of Christ surpasses knowledge.
所以在这里第十九节就讲这个爱是超过我们所能测度我们所想。
Friends, sisters, this is not Apostle Paul teaching us. This is Apostle Paul talks about his own understanding and his own experience.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这不是保罗在这里教导我们，乃是他向我们表明他所领受的。
That in what he has comprehend Christ Jesus is so big, so immense. It's so immense, unlimited measure, length, width, height, and depth.
是保罗在这里向我们说，向着自己说，他所明白的主耶稣是这样的长阔高深而且是我们过于爱，是过于我们真正能够明白理解。
And every time I think I understand his love to me, how deep, it's actually deeper. You know, when I cross another hurdle, I realize it's deeper than that.
所以当我也是一样当我能够明白他的意识到他的爱的时候，多么的深的时候，实际上他的爱比我所认识的还要深，还要一个层次。
Yeah, it's when you cross another hurdle. If you cross another hurdle, you're so proud of yourself.Then that has nothing to do with you. But when you cross another hurdle, you think about the love of Christ, you'll find it's deeper than I understood before.
特别是当你经历过另外一个障碍或者难处的时候，你能够真正的明白他的爱是还要深。
Yeah, and then so this is also in verse 19. It says his love surpasses knowledge.
所以也是这个第十九节说的他的爱是我们超过我们的所想所知的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is why to be correctable, and this is why to be humbled is so important.
所以这是啊，弟兄姐妹，这是为什么说我们一个有受教的心，还有我们愿意被纠正的啊，这样的态度是那样的重要。
Yeah, and lastly, when Paul think about Christ and think about his church, and then it's just no end. And he said, the church is the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
当最后在保罗特别讲到我们的主耶稣，也讲到教会的时候他就说这实在是充满万有者所充满的。
So when he look at the church, when he comes into a group of brothers and sisters, he doesn't look at the building, he doesn't look at our weaknesses, he look at the greatness of God. He look at the possibility that Christ will fill every one of us.
所以当保罗他所看到教会的时候，并不是看到教会里面的建筑也好，或者是我们的一些软弱他所看到的乃是神在里面所做工的伟大。
So, brothers and sisters, I think it's, you know, if the examples of all these brothers, I pray that it make us humble.
所以我们也正是在这里祷告让我们能够真正的谦卑在神的面前。
And willing to be corrected.
我们也愿意接受神的教导。
Not only by Lord God, but also by Abigail, also by Nathan, also by Joab.
所以我们不但是从主那里接受他的话语，而且我们也愿意像亚比该一样的从他那里，还有像拿单，也有像约雅这样子的人来的话。
Yeah, and he can be corrected by Stephen.Corrected by brothers and sisters that you persecute, and also corrected by Mark.
还同样的能够从斯蒂凡愿意接受他的教导，他的话，还有他你所逼迫的那些弟兄和姐妹，包括还有像年轻的马可。
The Lord uses every opportunity for us to grow.
所以主是用各种的环境机会。来让我使我们成长。
However, if we are not sensitive to his correction by every brother, every sister, then we will fall short.
如果我们没有真正的好好的明白或者非常敏感主是怎样来用来教导我们来纠正我们的时候，我们会有实在大的亏欠。
It is actually by everything that we run into every day.
实在是把所有的每一天我们所经历的这些事情里面
Yeah, the Lord uses that, the Holy Spirit uses that to bring us one step further.
所以主和圣灵都是用这些事情来让我们使我们一步一步的向上走。
And also bring us one step deeper.
也带领我们一步一步的向上更深晋升。
And also one step at a time make us higher.
也让我们随着时间一步一步向上行。
So, brothers and sisters, this is all I have to share with you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是我今天要跟你们一起分享的。
You know, I pray that the pictures of these brothers and sisters experience would encourage us.
所以我也祷告让这些我们刚才讲的这些弟兄姐妹他们的榜样能够鼓励激励我们。
Brothers and sisters, these are the things that's recorded in the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这些我们刚才讲的事情是记录在圣经里。
And there are hundreds and thousands of brothers and sisters over the generation, they experience the same thing.
所以我们还有可以说经历历世历代有千万百万的弟兄姐妹都有这样的。
So, yeah.So may we remember to be sensitive to God's correction.
让我们真是对我们主的话、主的教导、主的纠正能够非常的敏感。
Yeah, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we just marvel at your wisdom.
我们真是在这里真是珍贵你的智慧。
And also, Lord, we thank you for your patience with us. So, Lord, yes, indeed, over generations and over the history, you have given us example after example of people who are humble before you and who can be corrected.
我们也感谢你，正是在历史历代里面，你给了我们这么多美好的例子。 可以受教的人，还有一些愿意被你所纠正的人。Lord,
we pray that you give us a willing heart to be like them.
主，我们在这里祷告，真是给我们一颗真是愿意的心。That
you can have your way in our midst.
所以，让你在我们的聚会当中，你能够照着你的方法来。Amen.
In the name of the Lord, we pray.
我们祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名，我祷告，阿门。
Amen. Amen.